God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. This is Brother Hutchings inviting the listeners to another Watchman on the Wall program of Southwest Radio Ministries. And here now is Brother Jerry.
Thank you, Brother Hutchings. Today and tomorrow, you'll learn how to save money on your grocery bill. Brother Hutchings will be talking with Steve and Annette Economides based on their book, Cut Your Grocery Bill in Half. Steve and Annette are New York Times best-selling authors and are recognized internationally as family finance experts. They've appeared on well-known television programs such as Good Morning America, Today, and others. Brother Hutchings, ours is a Christian program. What does the cost of food have to do with Christianity?
Thank you, Brother Jerry. Christians have to eat. They get hungry and have to buy food. And I think we're all, or most of us at least, maybe feeling the pinch of the economic times that we're in. And I think you will be interested in considering getting a copy of their book, Cut Your Grocery Bill in Half. It's about 300 pages. I think it's over 300 pages, with many, many suggestive helps in how you can cut your family expenses during these difficult times. Recently, I spoke on this subject, and I mentioned my times going back in the Great Depression. My dad lost everything in 1929, and we lived as a sharecropper. I mentioned that we might have to get back to those times, and when we had corn, bread, and water gravy, and we received hundreds of calls from people wanting to know the recipe for cornbread and water gravy. But anyway, I don't think we're quite at that spot in the economy yet, but nevertheless, I think Steve and Annette Economides, who authored this book, have some good suggestions for you to cut your family expenses. It's good to have you all on the program today, and tell us something about your life and what you do. And I know you've been on TV a lot, and you have a very interesting life and profession.
Yes, we started out just as a simple little couple back in 1982, and decided back then we had been exposed to Larry Burkett's ministry, Christian Financial Concepts, that has now merged with Crown. And we heard through our marriage prep class about budgeting and not being in debt, and we decided back in 1982 to give that a try. So we sat down and we decided we were going to be real careful with how we dealt with our money.
Now, that wasn't the common theme for people then, even now. We had friends tell us that I should work two jobs and Annette should work one job, and we should save every penny we got and try to buy a house within 3 years. And we decided that we would trust the Lord to provide for us. And I worked one job. Annette decided she wanted to stay home and work at home. And within 3 years, we had one child, one on the way. I was earning less than $20,000 a year. But in that time, we'd saved enough for 15% down on a house. We bought a repossessed house and paid that same house off in 9 years. And that is kind of gave us the concept of we can live simply, get the things we need, not pay retail, and have an abundant life without debt.
And even though, Brother Noah, things were real tight back then, we decided that we were going to make a game out of how we lived. And at first it sort of was like, how are we going to survive? Because we really don't have very much to live on. But pretty soon as we came better and better at being black belt frugal folks, we started to have fun. And we said, gosh, this is fun. And pretty soon our friends were like, what are you doing? You guys have everything we have, but we know you're living on peanuts. And so they started asking us to share what we were doing. And Steve kept saying, you know, I really think this is a passion of ours, and we need to do this with our life. We need to share with others. And so back in 2003, we started our own business called Home Economizer. And we started with a newsletter that is now only online. But we did end up making this quote-unquote ministry our life calling. And TV picked us up right away, and we've been on,
The Lord opened up the door for us to be on Good Morning America a year after we started, and they dubbed us America's Cheapest Family. And they meant that in a good way. I guess America's Frugalist Family just doesn't sound as enticing. And since then, God's opened up doors for us to be on Dr. Phil, Neil Cavuto. It just amazes us the journey we've been on and the ability we've been given to speak into the lives of millions of people. But our message is truly that you can enjoy life, you can have fun as a family, and still be frugal. And we're calling families across America to embrace times when there is less money, because it truly can bring richness to your life.
And we have a whole list of all the media we've done. It's on our website, americascheapestfamily.com. If people want to go and just see some of the great spots that we've had on the different shows, from Montel Williams and Fox Morning Show with Mike and Juliet, and the talk over in California. It just goes on and on and on, the doors that God has opened and the places that we've been able to share what we do.
Well, you must have an important message for families today, or you wouldn't have been on all these different outreaches that God has opened up for you. But on your present book that I have here before me, Cut Your Grocery Bill in Half, certainly, these are times that many families need to consider this. And your own experience in this, I'm sure you have a lot of good advice for our listenership. But tell us, do you both cooperate in buying or planning? Or how do you go about planning your grocery bill or food bill? And do you know how much the average family, what percentage of their income they spend on groceries and food?
That's a great question.
The average family, and you know, the range is not specific, but the average family is spending somewhere around $200 per person per month. So if you're a family of four, you're spending about $800 a month on food. That's $9,600 a year. That's the price of half a car. You know, it's a lot of money. We spend as a family $350 a month to feed five of us, and that includes paper goods, disposable things, and all the food, and that's about $60 to $70 a person. So we truly do spend half of what the national average is.
But we do it together. It didn't start out that way. It started out with me doing the grocery shopping and the planning, and I started out with a week at a time, and I thought, wow, that wasn't too bad. And then I went to 2 weeks at a time, and I thought, wow, I've got that under my belt, too. And so I talked to Steve, and I said, you know, I think I could do this 3 or 4 weeks at a time. So we bought a little freezer, used, and we attempted it, and I said, you know what, there's too many groceries for one person. Can you come with me? And he's like, sure, I'll come with you.
And the reason I agreed to go is I was working in the advertising business as a graphic designer, and I was designing products that went on grocery store shelves. So for me, it was, I'm helping my wife, but I'm also doing product research on how my products look on the shelves.
And we tell a really cute story at some of the seminars we do. You know, at first, Steve was pretty unacquainted with the grocery store. And so
she's very kind.
And so, you know, I would do the inside loops of the grocery store, because that's where most of the coupons are. And Steve would start doing the outer loop, which is the dairy, the meat, the produce, that kind of thing. And so originally it was just a game of fetch, and I would just say, you know, go get this and bring it back. And he was like, okay, I did that. And then I'd be like, okay, now go look for this and find out which way is, you know, the best way to buy it, you know, which one is on sale and blah, blah, blah. And then eventually he got his own coupon envelope.
I graduated to my own coupons, Noah. This is incredible.
And shazam, he was on his way. He was having fun. And it was great because he was, you know, he became quite the little shopper, and then we developed the whole walkie-talkie thing, because he'd have to come find me because he didn't know whether something was a good deal, and if it was, how many he should get. And
now, this isn't recommended for people to start out with, but we did go shopping once a month, and we do it on Friday nights. And this was after working 40 or 50 hours a week. I was pretty tired, and our son worked at an outdoor store and got us a discount on some walkie-talkies, and I didn't have to go looking down every aisle to find her. I could just push the button, call her, and say, you know, listen, you told me to get 6 dozen eggs, but eggs are on sale. Should we get 10? And it saved time. And it really, kind of the theme of our life is not just saving money or really being a good steward of what God has given us, but it's being efficient and using our time wisely, too. So when we tackle this once a month shopping trip, it could take us about 4 hours. Now, if you consider that the average family is going to the grocery store 2 to 3 times a week, and each time they go, they're spending about 45 minutes to an hour, they're spending 12 hours to our 4 hours worth of shopping. So really, it's a better use of time, and it frees it up to spend doing other things that you feel like you're called to. So that's how we did it. It's how it started, and we continue to do it to this day, and our food budget really hasn't changed. And despite the changes in the economy and raising prices, we're still finding ways to find deals, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. We'll give you some concrete tips on ways you can buy meat and produce and other items for less without clipping a coupon.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you both collaborate on shopping. I know at my house, when my wife mentions going shopping, grocery shopping, or going other kind of shopping, I run and hide in the closet. But nevertheless, it's amazing that y'all have cooperated and joined together in going shopping and saving money. I think that's a marvelous idea. But in shopping, you mentioned coupons. Do you use coupons, or do you not use coupons, or do you buy all the papers and get the coupons out, or not? What's your advice on coupons?
You know, Brother Noah, we do use coupons sometimes. Sometimes our lives are so busy that I don't have time for coupons. And I tell folks with our book, Cut Your Grocery Bill in Half, that you can still cut your grocery bill in half without even using coupons. But the first place to start when you're tackling your grocery bill and your groceries is the planning stage. And if it's okay with you, I'd like to give some specific tips on how you can make your planning really pay off for your trip to the grocery store. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. The first thing to do is to take stock of what you have in your house, in your kitchen, in your pantry. So that may mean taking a couple of hours to organize stuff. How many of us go to the grocery store to buy something and we already have it in our house, but it's buried in the back of our pantry? So the first thing to do is just to go through and reorganize, get rid of stuff that's like 10 years old and just shouldn't be there, and really figure out what's already there. The second thing is to take what you already have in the house and to start planning them into your menu. They are the first part of planning a menu for 1 week. Let's just take this on a 1 week scale. The third part is to look at your weekly grocery store flyers. Now, here in Arizona, they come out every Wednesday, but I know in some other places around the country, they come out on Sundays. So it's worth it, even if you don't normally get the newspaper, it's worth it to buy the newspaper that day, just so you can have all the grocery store flyers. They are like your map.
Now the reason that's so important is if you really want to cut your grocery bill without doing coupons or just to cut it because you need to save some money, by planning your meals for the week around the sale items in the grocery ads, you'll cut 30 to 50% off of your bill. And what most grocers do is they have a thing called loss leaders. And those are items, I'll give you an example. At Thanksgiving time, turkey prices drop precipitously. They'll drop from, you know, $2 a pound down to 40 cents or 50 cents a pound. The grocer is paying $1 a pound for those turkeys. But they're dropping the price in the hopes that you'll come in, pick up your turkey inexpensively, but they'll make money on you on all the rest of the trimmings that you buy for that meal. Well, the same thing happens just about every week of the year. They'll drop the price on pork chops or steaks or different things, and that's where you make your biggest savings. And if you plan your meals around what's on sale that week, you can cut your grocery bill 20 to 30, maybe 40%.
But any of the other stuff that you normally eat, that's the time to stock up on it.
Now, when we say stock up, what we mean is if you would normally eat, let's say you normally buy one jar of, let's just use barbecue sauce, that stuff will stay in your pantry for a year very easily. So what you do is if you figure you use 6 bottles of barbecue sauce a year and the price drops to, I don't know what it is.
The best price for us out here is 50 cents a bottle.
Okay, so if it drops to 50 cents, it's normally $1.29, let's say. You've got a 60% savings. Buy your year's worth now.
Right, you've got to know. That's another one of our shopping strategies. You have to know what is going to last and what is going to go bad. And on the things that will last, things like jelly and pasta and barbecue sauce, salad dressing, those things can last easily a year.
But don't stock up on mayonnaise.
Right.
We learned this the bad way. We bought a bunch of mayonnaise. It was really a good price. And by the time we went to use the last two jars, it had turned kind of an orangish-brown color. It was not good. So, you know, sometimes you have to go through the learning process to figure out what works and what doesn't work.
But back to meal planning and menu planning, like Steve said, the first part is using what you've already got in the house. The second part is what is on sale in the sale flyers. And when we say stock up, say ribs are on sale. Last year, ribs were out here for 79 cents a pound. So you buy stuff for your barbecue, but you buy one or two extra packages, and you barbecue them up later on. Then you have a delicious meal for rock-bottom prices. You just stick them in your freezer, and you're all set to go. So making your menu plan is one of the most critical foundational tools you can have for grocery shopping. And really, Brother Noah, if you think about folks that live back in the Depression, they wouldn't go a week without a menu plan. And that kind of food attention to food has kind of lost its importance as the generations have passed.
We've become based on convenience and what's easy.
Or spontaneity. I mean, people just think, well, I'm just going to be spontaneous, and they don't realize spontaneity costs a lot of money.
So our theory here is the more you plan, and we're talking about taking 15 or 20 minutes a week just to plan your shopping trip, to plan your menu. Initially, it'll take you a little longer, but the more you plan, the more you save.
Right. And the last part of that whole planning thing, besides planning a menu, is going to the store with a bona fide shopping list. And we have an 8.5 by 11 free downloadable shopping list on our website at americascheapestfamily.com where people can modify it. They can just use it. We recommend that people do not go to the grocery store with a list scribbled on an envelope.
Oh, those are terrible.
Because you're sure to forget something that way, and our grocery list is pretty extensive. You can add some things to it if it's missing some things that you normally buy, and it'll help you think of everything you haven't thought of so that when you go to the grocery store, you're not going to forget anything.
It's amazing that you have reduced your grocery bill from, let's say, $800 a month down to $350 a month. Now, are most of your children still home?
We have 3 out of our 5 children still living at home, and we always have extra guests, it seems like, at our table because our kids are always bringing their friends home for dinner. So, and quite often, I think at least once a week, my parents are over here for dinner. So we do have quite a few other people that we're feeding.
Now, you mentioned several meats for the table. Do you at times try to substitute other protein type things that are good for eating instead of serving meat?
Yes, I have several recipes that are meatless meals, from pasta fagioli, which is beans and noodles. It's a delicious Italian soup, to veggie lasagna, to French onion soup.
You need to come over for her veggie lasagna. It is so good.
We will eat quiches. I have quite a repertoire of vegetarian meals.
So there's another key, and I'm glad you asked that. What Annette has, she wrote down on a list every one of the meals she knows how to cook. And so when she goes to plan her month's worth of meals, because she plans a month at a time, she pulls out her list and she'll say, okay, I want to have 2 pork recipes, 2 beef recipes. I want to have 3 meatless meals. We're going to do a salad supper here. You know, and she will have the list in front of her, so it takes it out of her brain, puts it on paper, and makes planning much faster. It's more like checking off things on a list rather than having to go back into the recesses of your mind and say, oh, what's another recipe that I can do with lasagna?
And most people out there may think, well, I don't really cook a lot of different things. But if you sit down and you write them all down, even if it's as simple as spaghetti and meatballs and tacos and macaroni and cheese, write everything down that you have ever eaten for dinner and prepared at home, and your list will probably be quite a bit bigger than you think it will be.
Now, you have all these suggestions and recipes in your book.
We do have some recipes in our book. We don't have all of our recipes because I would like to actually publish a cookbook at some point. But we do have all the suggestions for planning and shopping.
Now, the planning that we talked about is just one chapter. from there, we take you, the next chapter takes you right into the grocery store, and we talk about a lot of strategies on how you can save once you're in the store.
Right.
I don't know if we have time for that on this interview, but we can definitely get into that. And then we have another chapter just on cooking,
right?
How to store things, whether it's better to buy a freezer or not have a freezer. There's
right.
all kinds of information.
Yes.
There.
How to organize your pantry and your kitchen. Our shopping chapter is actually our largest chapter in the book. It could almost be a book in and of itself. It's got 17 strategies for saving. So I'm excited that we get the chance to talk again and we can go into details on some of this stuff.
But it is also important to have all family members sit down at one time instead of everyone running to the refrigerator during the day, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Oh, and you know what, Brother
that's
Noah, that's a whole chapter in our book is the family dinner hour and how families are just running so fast and so crazy today that they really don't make time to connect with one another. And we do eat dinner together as a family every night,
mm-hmm.
But we're running out the door every night as well. We just eat an early dinner because Steve and I both work out of the house. So, and I know everybody can't do that, and I've even addressed the whole issue of what if you're a single parent and this is a really difficult situation for you. And we knew one single mom that dinner was too tough for all of them to connect. So they had tea at 10 every night.
Well, we're going to have to continue this on the next program. But our listeners, I know we won't be listening to their next program. And here now is Brother Jerry to tell you how you can get this book by Steve and Annette. Over 300 pages, large book, large pages. Cut Your Grocery Bill in Half. It has a tremendous number of suggestions how you can live for $350 a month on your grocery bill. But here now is Brother Jerry.
Thank you, Brother Hutchings. This is definitely a book you need. Cut Your Grocery Bill in Half is available in appreciation of a contribution of $20 in the U.S., $25 in Canada. Get the 302-page book by calling 1-800-652-1144. Write to Southwest Radio Ministries, Post Office Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008. Or go online. The website is at swrc.com. In the book, Steve and Annette offer proven tips on spending less time shopping and cooking, how to plan ahead and save money when you go to the grocery store, kitchen tools that streamline meat preparation, and much, much more. We're seeing food prices constantly rising, and according to the experts, that trend is going to get worse, not better. Invest in Cut Your Grocery Bill in Half and save thousands of dollars each year, and do it without cutting coupons. Again, the book will be sent when you make a contribution of $20 if you live in the U.S., $25 for Canadian listeners. Phone 1-800-652-1144. Write to Southwest Radio, Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008. Web address, swrc.com. Today and tomorrow's programs are also available on CD or tape for an offering of $14 in the U.S., $15 in Canada. They, too, can be ordered by phone, mail, or the Internet. This program is on this station only by your tax-deductible contributions. We'd appreciate it if you'd let us know the call letters of your station when you contact us. Coming next over many of these stations is a Bible in the News report. Don't miss tomorrow's program when Steve and Annette join Brother Hutchings with more advice on saving money on food right here on your Watchman on the Wall broadcast of Southwest Radio Ministries. Welcome to today's Bible in the News report, as we consider a recent story from a biblical viewpoint. It's a feature of your Watchman on the Wall program of Southwest Radio Ministries. Reporting today is Dr. Bob Glaze.
The latest report in an article located at HuffingtonPost.com warns of the latest chaos crisis possibility, a massive future marine massacre. The article states that if the current actions contributing to a multifaceted degradation of the world's oceans aren't curbed, a mass extinction unlike anything human history has ever seen is coming. An expert panel of scientists warns in an alarming news report. One might wonder if this is the same panel of scientists that have sounded the alarm on global warming, the disappearing whale, snail, darter, carbon dioxide, acid rain, freon, and many other things too numerous to mention. The preliminary report from the International Program on the State of the Oceans, IPSO, is a result of the first ever interdisciplinary international workshop examining the combined impact of all the stressors currently affecting the oceans, including pollution, warming, acidification, overfishing, and hypoxia. IPSO's website states that the International Program on the State of the Ocean was established by scientists with the aim of saving the Earth and all life on it. A closer examination of their website reveals climate change is the biggest single threat to our ocean's health, but it's not the only one. If the ocean is to continue functioning at a level capable of sustaining life as we know it, we need to tackle climate change and alleviate the other pressures we exert upon it. Although Al Gore's name is not mentioned, his fingerprints are all over it. The findings are shocking, Dr. Alex Rogers, IPSO scientific director, said in a statement released by the group. This is a very serious situation demanding unequivocal action at every level. We are looking at consequences for humankind that will impact in our lifetime and worse, our children's and generations beyond that. The report predicts that all coral reefs will disappear by 2050. Oysters will be functionally extinct, and the Gulf of Mexico will have the largest dead zones in history. Recommendations to remedy this calamity includes immediate reduction in CO2 emissions, restoring marine ecosystems, and universal implementation of the precautionary principles that nothing would be done to hurt the ocean environment. The group is calling on the United Nations to quickly introduce an effective governance of the high seas. The United Nations will grant millions for the project, and the U.S. taxpayers will foot the bill. This is nothing more than an attempt to create high-paying jobs for themselves at others' expense by promoting a straw man that mankind can do nothing about. The real problem is not about the condition of the planet, but the condition of the heart. The only real solution to these conditions has already been proclaimed 2 millennia ago. Yes, we will have mass extinction in the seas, as stated in Revelation 16:3, which states, "And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea."
That's today's Bible in the News report of Southwest Radio Ministries. To get a complimentary copy of the monthly publication, call 1-800-652-1144. Write to Southwest Radio, Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008. Or go online. The website is swrc.com. Be here for our next Your Watchman on the Wall program and a Bible in the News report.